USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Donald Trump is sharply criticizing Democrats and the media for their portrayal of remarks he delivered over the weekend at a rally in Ohio. Trump stirred controversy by suggesting there would be a bloodbath in the event of his defeat in November's election. However, in a recent post on Truth Social, the former president contended that his words were deliberately misconstrued, clarifying that he was specifically referring to the potential devastation of the auto industry under a second term for President Biden. One former top U.S. politician says she's concerned former President Trump might hand key intel over to U.S. adversaries once he begins receiving U.S. intelligence reports as the presumptive Republican nominee for president.
Hopefully those advising him would say, don't share this with the Russian foreign minister, as he did in the Oval Office.
That's former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on CNN's State of the Union. The White House confirmed that President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a discussion Monday. They covered recent developments in the Israel-Hamas conflict, particularly focusing on the situation in Rafah and efforts to enhance aid to Gaza. The conversation occurred against the backdrop of escalating tensions between Israeli leadership and the U.S. The Supreme Court seems doubtful about restricting the government's communication with social media platforms. Justice Samuel Alito.
It's treating Facebook and these other platforms like they're subordinates.
Arguments heard Monday questioned whether the Biden administration's efforts to combat misinformation on these platforms infringed upon the First Amendment. At the heart of the case are communications from administration officials urging platforms to monitor information regarding the 2020 election's legitimacy and the COVID-19 pandemic. Gas prices once again on the rise. According to AAA, the national average price Monday stood at $3.47, marking a 7-cent increase from the previous week and a 19-cent jump over the past month. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted card to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Congress must pass legislation to prevent a partial government shutdown by the end of the week. Funding for 6 annual spending bills is set to expire at midnight Friday. While congressional leaders aim to conclude negotiations swiftly for the comprehensive spending package, disparities persist regarding funding for the Department of Homeland Security. Lawmakers in the White House are in disagreement over approaches to address border and immigration issues. Former President Trump is explaining why he threatened during a political rally to allow Russia to attack NATO member nations if he's reelected.
During a weekend interview with Fox News.
When I said that and when I made that statement, I want to energize them to pay.
Trump has pushed for years to change the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which was founded on the promise that U.S. military might and money would be devoted to protecting European security after World War II. Trump argues that European NATO member nations must commit more financial resources toward their own protection now, because they should now be able to afford it.
Trader Joe's has issued a recall for its own branded cashews over worries of potential salmonella contamination. The FDA announced that cashews manufactured by Wenders LLC of Dublin, California, have tested positive for the bacteria. Specifically, the Trader Joe's Nuts 50% Less Sodium Roasted and Salted Whole Cashews were distributed in 16 states throughout the U.S. And AstraZeneca is introducing a price cap of $35 for its inhalers. The pharmaceutical company made that announcement on Monday, mirroring a move by its competitors. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.